Today, we wrap up our week-long series, Divas on Screen, with a focus on leading movie star and Academy Award winner Halle Berry. With us is scholar and film critic Mia Mask. She tells us about some of Berry's most memorable performances.
In 2001, Halle Berry won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance in Monsters Ball, directed by Mark Forster. She was the first African-American woman to win an Oscar in this category. Dorothy Dandridge was the first black woman to be nominated for this Oscar 50 years earlier.
This moment, so much bigger than me. This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Vivica Fox, and it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because his door tonight has been opened.
In Monsters Ball, she portrays a widow who takes up with the bigoted white prison guard responsible for overseeing her husband's execution detail.
You just walked in my house?
My bad. I thought...
Hank? You looking for Hank?
Yes. Is he here?
Who are you?
My name is Letitia Musgrove. And, me and Hank is, friends.
Some spectators believe Berry won for a film with offensive racial politics. For many other viewers, however, it was a momentous occasion to see a black woman finally win this award.
It does feel very historic, especially with everybody talking about it. And that's why I'm so proud, you know, to be a part of it this year. And also, you know, it's also in my thoughts that I hope one day I'll see the day in my lifetime when it won't be such a big deal, you know, have to distinguish between black and white and, you know, if it's an historic event or not. I hope I get to see that.
Halle Berry is the product of an interracial marriage. Her mother is Caucasian and her father is African-American. She grew up in Cleveland with her mother and sister. Like Pam Grier, Berry began her public career as a beauty pageant contestant and model. Her first film role was in Spike Lee's Jungle Fever, portraying Vivian, the drug-addicted girlfriend of Samuel L. Jackson's character Gator. In the movie, she delivered a compelling performance. Many people barely recognize Berry playing Vivian because the role is atypically unglamorous when compared to her other screen appearances. Berry's encore presentation was as Kalia Richards in the family melodrama Losing Isaiah, along co-stars Jessica Lange and Samuel L. Jackson. Once again, Berry turned out a subtle, measured performance, this time playing the drug-addicted mother who cleans up to regain custody of her son, only to find out he's been adopted by a white social worker.
Oh, so you calling me an animal? If you think you're just gonna walk up in this court and take my baby like you take some puppy from a pound, you got another thing coming, lady. Because you ain't gonna take my baby from me.
After Losing Isaiah, Berry portrayed Nina in Warren Beatty's political campaign farce, Bullworth.
The fact is, I'm just a materialist at heart.
If I look at the economic base, high domestic employment means jobs for African Americans. World War II meant lots of jobs for black folks. That is what energized the community for the civil rights movement of the 50s and the 60s. An energized, hopeful community will not only produce leaders, but more importantly, it'll produce leaders they'll respond to. Now, what do you think, Senator?
All of these films steadily advanced her career. But Halle Berry made a strategic career move when she decided to executive produce the story of Dorothy Dandridge's life and abbreviated career.
Go ahead, Earl. Make jokes. Tonight I'll take my bows and exit stage rear, go through the kitchen, past the casino, around the pool that I'm apparently too dirty to swim in, up the service elevator, into my luxurious penthouse suite, sip my complimentary champagne, and pee in a brand new Dixie cup.
I take that walk with you every night, you know.
But the difference is, Earl, you don't have to.
She deserves credit for creating a role through which the world can remember the struggles, the successes, and the heartbreak of Dorothy Dandridge, with whom Berry is now permanently linked. Barry is both a biracial beauty in an integrated era and a performer who has demonstrated her ability across a range of characters. Many hope that in the multicultural new millennium, black women, and women of color in general, will have the kind of access to opportunity we see in Halle Berry's career. 50 years is too long to wait for an Oscar. It's too long to wait for a dream deferred.
I've got starlight, I've got sweet dreams. I got my man who can ask for anything more.
Mia Mask is an associate professor of film at Vassar College. She is the author of Divas on Screen, Black Women in American Film. To read more about Halle Berry and see video clips from her films Bullworth and Losing Isaiah, please go to the program page of NPR.org and select Tell Me More. And don't forget, the Oscars are this Sunday evening. Who knows? Maybe the Academy will crown yet another diva. The Barbershop Guys are next on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.